Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS. Njegovo ekscelenco, veleposlanika Republike Slovenije v Kanberi, Jurija Riflja, smo že gostili v oddaji kar nekajkrat in nekateri smo se celo uživo že srečali z njim. Danes pa sledi nekaj čisto posebnega, kajti na drugi strani telefonske linije se mi je pridružila njegova soproga Lana Riffel, ki jo sedaj z velikim veseljem pozdravljam. Hi, Mrs. Riffel, and welcome on our Slovenian program.
Hello, thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
It's our pleasure as well. This is so interesting. When I was thinking about what should I ask you, I would say just let's start with your life before you met your husband. Where do you come from and where did you grow up?
Yeah, I'm Palestinian by origin, but I lived most of my life in Syria and in Jordan. By profession, I am a physiotherapist and orthotic prosthetic technician. And I worked for some time in the rehabilitation center in Palestine and neighboring region.
So that's very interesting. Did you, or how did you meet your husband and where?
Yeah, in 2013, I met my future husband for the first time. I got an opportunity to participate in one of the trainings in Slovenia for rehabilitation, and I needed to fix some of the documents, necessary documents, through the representative office in of Slovenia in Palestine. And at that time, my future husband was the head of the office, so this is the first time that I met him, and after that, 2 years after that, we really got the closer ties together. He was in Palestine as the head of the representative office of Slovenia and Palestine.
Right, and did he take you to Slovenia prior you got married? What did you think of our country? What was that experience, first experience like landing in Slovenia and seeing it for the first time?
My experience is really very, very positive in Slovenia. First of things, I was really surprised by the how green and clean is the country, and how the people are really, most of them, like majority of them, they are nice, helpful. And then after that, when I start really to merge more, I really loved how the culture is so rich there. So, and how the people, even in the summer, like how is these traditional things going? I'm so in love also with the Slovenian traditional music, because it's really joyful for me. It's not like anything I have ever, I ever heard in my life. So it was really fantastic. So, and I really still love it up to today.
So when did you move to Slovenia? Because I heard that you lived there for some time.
Yeah, I moved 2015, October 2015, and I lived there for 3 years almost.
Which part of Slovenia did you move to?
Yeah, I live in Domžale, which is like around Ljubljana, like. Yeah.
So what did you think of the quality of life compared to Palestine or Syria where you lived before and now in Australia? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the quality of life in Slovenia is really very high, and I really loved the way that how the education and the health system was there, because it was really fantastic there, and the quality of, like, as example for me in Palestine, to go to the good hospital or something like that, you have really to pay a lot of money, and it has to, you have to be really rich to reach to certain, like, equality, you know. But in Slovenia, I was really surprised that everybody from maybe the highest position or the richest people to the people like working as example for the any kind of other work, they could even like be in the same, taking the same equality of treatment, you know.
So everyone, yes, everyone is treated the same.
And equal,
also,
yeah.
Yes, and everyone is entitled to university, like to higher education.
Yeah, for free. And the education, even like, it's really high quality, because I studied also in India, and I studied in Tanzania, and studied so many other countries around the world. But it was very nice for me to see how really high quality the people get education for free. It was really surprising.
So what is it like to be married to a Slovenian? Do you cook Slovenian food? Did Mr. Ambassador tell you anything about the history before, or showed you around? How is it? Do you speak Slovenian at home?
Actually, it's really, in the beginning, it was like there's a lot of cultural difference, you know. It's different in my region, like to be married to an Arabic man than to marry to a Slovenian one. But he was really helpful from the beginning for me, and he was always pushy that I could be better and do better and to integrate me with the Slovenian culture and Slovenian community as well. He speaks Slovenian, and he also speaks a lot of history, which is like a little bit sometimes like it's pretty too much for me, but it's really interesting.
SBS Slovenian, delite naše zgodbe na Facebooku.
Spoštovane poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS in nadaljujemo s pogovorom gospe Rifel, to je soproga našega veleposlanika Republike Slovenije v Kamberi, Jurija Riflja, in je zelo zanimivo, ker izvemo nekaj več o njenem življenju in seveda o njenem življenju v Sloveniji predvsem. So, Mrs. Rifel, then after Slovenia, you moved to Australia when your husband became an ambassador. What were your expectations and first impressions of the land down under?
Yeah, my first impression about Australia was how is developed and well-organized country, as well as I love the multicultural society and how they could go well together and respect each other. This was really very interesting for me in the beginning, and then after that I had a small problem, how to drive in the wrong side, I mean in the left side of the road. And then when every time I go to Slovenia back, and then I have a problem, I have to think twice before which side of the road is really supposed to be. But now we are quite well adapted than before, like, yeah.
So how did your whole family adapt? I know that you have a 3-year-old daughter. Is it much different to the life you had in Slovenia and Palestine and all the other countries that you lived in?
Actually, up to now she's speaking like English most of the time, but sometimes she knew like Slovenian and Arabic as well. She understand both of them, but the problem when she wants to answer, she answers just in English, and sometimes she put during the sentence like 3 different languages or sometimes in the same word she put 2 languages, like Abel and Yaboko. She will say Aboko, so it's really interesting for us in the beginning, but I think that she will be well when we go back to Slovenia, move back, that she will catch the language, the other ones, like.
So how's the life different here to the life that you had in Slovenia?
You know, I can't really compare both of them together, because in here all the family are in a way or another in official capacity, so I don't have really much private life, so I can compare to the one in Slovenia. But I can say that maybe in Slovenia was more relaxed, because I, you know, we live normally there as a normal, any normal citizen in Slovenia. But here we have some tasks and some things that we need to follow all the time, which make it a little bit more not relaxed as in Slovenia. Yeah.
So you mentioned about your social life, and like, I know that Australia is a big country compared to Slovenia. Is it different? Do you have, how do you keep the memory of your homeland alive? I know that in this day and age, it's not hard with all the apps that we can use, but how do you cope with being so far away from your family?
You know, as you said, with these social media things and all of this internet, it's become really not difficult to, you know, to contact my family and to know about them, even my family-in-law in Slovenia. But I just sometimes I miss, because here it's winter and there is summer, so it's completely different. Like, oh, we are now going to do some fun, going to the seaside or something like that, and we are here. Like, you know, it's a cold weather, so it's a little bit very difficult to adjust, like, or to feel the same feelings that they are. And the timetable also as well, it's because the time difference, like, it's sometimes it's need really a long planning to be in touch or something like that.
And how do you cope with Canberra winter?
You know, when we were coming to Australia, I was saying, yeah, I'm going now to Australia, which is sun, and it's like fun all the time. And then I landed in Canberra, and it was really chilly and really cold, which was really surprising that I know that I left Europe, because I really don't like cold. I'm from the Middle East, so it's not as cold as in Europe. And then I said, okay, finally, I will go to the sun. And then I found that Canberra is really quiet, extra cold sometimes.
So when this current situation with COVID-19 settles down a bit, are you planning to go to Slovenia for a holiday?
Yeah, I would love to, because also I would love that my daughter to be connected also with the family there. Yeah, for sure, I wanted to go in the summer, but unfortunately, as you said, the COVID-19 situation make it a little bit difficult, but let's hope so that soon everything will be fine and that we could go to Slovenia.
Wow, this has been a very interesting interview. I can't thank you enough, Mrs. Riffel, and I wish you and your family all the best, and hopefully this situation doesn't last too long for you to go back to Slovenia for a holiday and, as you said, to reconnect with your daughter's family and your husband's family. And thank you so much for being on our Slovenian program. It was my pleasure. And before we say goodbye, could you say something in Slovenian to our listeners?
Ja, seveda. Hvala za pogovor in lep dan vsem poslušalkam in poslušalcem slovenskega programa Radio SBS.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.